This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
What have we here? He must be three or four.
This is singer-songwriter Dar Williams, a major force in the American folk scene. She has a lot of fans, among them the New Yorker's Hendrik Hertzberg, the political writer, who called her one of America's very best singer-songwriters.
He said her songs are like finely crafted short stories, beautiful, moving, and utterly fresh. This is her song, I Am the One Who Will Remember Everything, from her latest album, In the Time of Gods. Dar Williams got her start right here in New England. After graduating from Wesleyan, she spent 10 years in Northampton honing her craft. This weekend, she's trying something new. She'll make her debut with full orchestra, singing this Saturday with the new Philharmonia Orchestra in Newton. And she joins us right now with her guitar live in our studio. And Dar Williams, welcome to Radio Boston. It's a great pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much.
So I have to ask you about this full symphony exercise that you're doing. What made you decide to want to play with an orchestra?
Well, I lucked out when I got married to my husband because we've got this brother-in-law, Joe, Joe Scheer, who plays with the Boston Pops and has been a concertmaster. And he turned to me at a family gathering and said, you know, I would love to arrange some of your songs for a quintet. And he said, it's like Sudoku for me. I mean, it's just what I do to keep my mind occupied. Would that be cool with you for me to do this? And I said, I said yes before he even pitched it. And so I played with the Ibis Chamber Ensemble, and we did some concerts. And then because of all the connections Joe and my friends have around here, we had this great opportunity for Joe to expand this into a full orchestra score. And you just don't say no. I mean, it was a real opportunity.
And what's that process like? Because I'm curious to know, what are the challenges, just that whole process like jumping from, a small sort of folk rock band to full orchestra?
Well, you have to prepare yourself. You know, when a full orchestra comes behind you, there's this sort of frisson. I mean, a good kind, this kind of alarm you feel that, this is really serious. So you got to kind of prepare yourself for the gravitas of it and the beauty. And so there were a few things that were very emotional for me as we were playing on Monday. I was concentrating and nervous enough to stay on message, but it takes you. It's a very emotional, emotive experience.
I imagine. I'd be so curious to hear it. We're talking to Dar Williams, singer-songwriter. She's performing this Saturday with the new Philharmonic Orchestra of Newton. She's here live in the Radio Boston studio with her guitar, and Dar Williams, it would be great to hear you play something.
Thanks. This is called I Have Been Around the World.
Will you make my coffee? And it's only 3 a.m., but soon I'm going far away. And my time is almost up. I hold my coffee cup. We sit with nothing left to say. And I know that soon I will be touching down in a shining city or a mountain town. I have been around the world, but all that I can see are these moments that we have. You're all the world to me. Well, there's always laughter in the parties after and a fond farewell before I go. Leaving town, the window panes, they flash like movie frames, the last scene in a picture show. But I know that I am not alone, and you are the one that I can tell my stories to. I have been around the There's so much there to see, and the story never ends. You're all the world to me. And I know there are times you think I've lost my way, but there is no way this can be true. 'Cause when I'm walking through the door, I look for you. You're all I'm looking for. And it's truer now than it's ever been. I'm lucky when the love is taken in. I have been around the world, from sea to shining sea. I wish that you were here. You're all the world to me. I have been around the world, from sea to shining sea. And now I'm heading home. You're all the world to me.
So pretty. That's Dar Williams singing I've Been Around the World. That's off her album In the Time of Gods, which came out last year. And Dar Williams, thank you so much. How beautiful.
Thank you.
And let me ask you about that album, In the Time of Gods, inspired by Greek mythology and the Greek gods, right?
Right.
How did that idea come to you?
Well, specifically, I was on my way up to Canada, and I just put out Promised Land, and I was just kind of piecing together melodic pieces in my head. But then I got this sort of thematic piece when I was looking at this beautiful silvery highway surrounded by beautiful, you know, frozen trees and gray frozen fields. And I thought, this would be a great place to set an opera about a biker, like a bike gang. And then I thought, oh, I'm not going to be that person, but maybe I can write a biker song. But it's got to be a mythic biker. It should be Hermes, who's the messenger of the dead, so he's sort of the traveling god, the FDD florist god, you know,
right,
with the winged
right.
sandals.
Yeah.
And I suddenly had this picture of this beautiful, you know, guy on a bike seducing this woman before he takes her down to the underworld and saying, you know, you've given up on yourself, but I, you know, I see your silver hair, I see your age as worldly and sexy. And and I thought, Greek mythology has so much to do with power and true gut emotions. And that's where we are right now. And so I kept on following the thread.
I love that story about how you had this image and it created this song, not only the song, but this whole concept for an album. Is that typically the way you work? Do you get these flashes of inspiration for these big ideas that then are worked into these lovely, beautifully crafted songs?
Ideally, yes. Yeah. And ideally what happens is you hear a little piece of melody with a couple of words attached to it. And then what you do, you know, when you grow up with people who kind of help nurture your creativity, is you say, well, where is this going? You know, this song called Storm King. Who's the Storm King? Well, Pete Seeger's like the Storm King, you know, because he watches over us like a vigilant mountain, you know, and he looks over the river like Storm King Mountain does. And you sort of follow the creative impulse where it takes you, you know, with sort of this curiosity, because there will be voices in your head that say, shouldn't you be figuring out how to work this, you know, seat in your rental car, Dar? Shouldn't you be paying attention to picking up your kids? And, you know, it's sometimes a different part of your brain, but following a creative impulse, I've learned to be really grateful for creative impulses and then to follow them sort of, you know, the story where it takes me.
Well, the story, you put your finger on the other thing I wanted to ask you about, and this sort of great tradition of American folk music so deeply rooted in storytelling. And I love the way a lot of your songs just tell great stories. I was listening to The Christians and the Pagans earlier today, where you present this great sort of Christmas meal tableau of family members eating together, Christians and pagans, and somehow coming to terms with each other, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do. And it's a wonderful song, but just a great sort of earthy story that works out so well.
It's been, yeah, I went to, actually, when I went to college, I said, I know one thing, that is that I will never be a musician. So I must concentrate on theater. So I didn't take any music courses. I was, you know, in the chorus, and thank goodness. I mean, I got a little theory from that. But I was with these wonderful storytellers in the theater department, and they would, you know, they'd get so frustrated if you didn't have a clean line of you know, a tight story and a beautiful visual, you know, narrative way of saying things and taking in, you know. I also worked at the Opera Company of Boston with Sarah Caldwell when I first left college, and we did Man and Butterfly, and to see the way music can be this voice that reintroduces themes and that you put your storytelling with music and it's bigger and better. That was a big deal.
Well, Dar, it would be so great to hear another song. Our time is winding down. I want to give you plenty of time to sing. So why don't you play us something else?
All right. This is called Buzzer. So this is a story, and this has to do with the Stanley Milgram Obedience to Authority experiments in the early 60s. That was a story. Here we go.
Sitting with a number 8 platter at the restaurant, 420 enough for almost anything I want. Add it up, it's cheaper than the stuff I make myself. I get by, I never needed anybody's help. And I tore it in that, and they told me that I would press the buzzer, would press the buzzer. At the graduate lab, they were doing some tests. I pressed the buzzer, I pressed the buzzer. Ride the circle off of the highway, spiral into the driveway, and the maze of old prefab, they'll be waiting at the lair. I don't know how everybody makes it through the daily drill. Paint the nails, walk a dog, pay every bill. Feeling sorry for this guy that I pressed his shock. He gets the answers wrong, I have to up the watch. And he begged me to stop, but they told me to go. I pressed the buzzer, I pressed the buzzer. So get out of my head, just give me my line. I pressed the buzzer, I pressed the buzzer. Ride the circle off of the highway, spiral into the driveway, and the maze of old prefabs, they'll be waiting at the lair. They brought me back to the lab to discuss the test. I put my earrings on, found my heels, wore a dress. Right away I knew it was like a failed a quiz. The man said, do you know what a fascist is? Said, yeah, it's when you do things you're not proud of, but you're scraping by taking orders from above. I get it now, I'm the face, I'm the cause of war. We don't have to blame white-coated men anymore. When I knew it was wrong, I played it just like a game. I pressed the buzzer, I pressed the buzzer. Here's your $70. Now everything's changed. I pressed the buzzer, I pressed the buzzer. But tell me, where are your stocks? Would you do this again? I pressed the buzzer. And tell me, who made your clothes? Was it children or men? I pressed the buzzer. Ride the circle off the bed, spiral into the driveway, and the maze of all prefabs, they'll be waiting at the lake.
Fantastic. That's Dar Williams doing the song Buzzer. That's from her CD Promised Land. Dar Williams, I read earlier today that a quote that you said, as you get older, your big struggle isn't being virtuous and moral. It's more about what you do in the chaos. What did you mean by that?
I know that I have the moral code that I have. It's probably not even what everyone would agree with, but I really know what my priorities are. But when you're backed into a corner and you have to make a lot of decisions, you know, just be like what you're going to feed your kids in the car when you have 6, you know, fast food restaurants staring you at the face, you know, and you think, oh, do I really want to drive 30 miles to a farm stand? You know, just how do you navigate the world? and kind of keep those values in the tight spaces. I'm more interested in that right now.
Well, Dar Williams, you're navigating this world beautifully with some beautiful music. Thank you so much for coming in. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you. I wish
we had more time. That's Dar Williams. She's performing with the New Philharmonia Orchestra this Saturday in Newton. There's a lot more information at radioboston.org. You can also get more information and learn about a chance to get two free tickets to the concerts if you like us on Facebook.com/Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And Dar Williams, could you play us out on something?
Sure. This is called The Beauty of the Rain.
And you know the light is fading all too soon. You're just two umbrellas, one late afternoon. You don't know the next thing you will say. This is your favorite kind of day. It has no walls. The beauty of the rain is how it falls, how it falls, how it falls. And there's nothing wrong, but there is something more. And sometimes you wonder what you love her for. She says you've known her deepest fears, 'cause she's shown you a box of stained glass tears. It can't be all. The truth about the rain is how it falls, how it falls, how it falls. But when she gave you more to find, you let her think she'd lost her mind. And that's all on you. Feeling helpless if she asked for help, or scared you'd have to change yourself. And you can't deny this room will keep you warm. You can look out of your window at the storm, but you watch the phone and hope it rings. You'll take her any way she sings, or else she calls. The beauty of the rain is how it falls, how it falls, how it falls, how it falls, how it falls.